tribal conflict that's broke out in Darfur, especially between two major tribes, who are Masalit and Falata, who they used to fight over natural resources and mainly pasture for their animal and water resources. This happening during the evacuation of UNMID, that is the UN African Union hybrid force that is responsible for maintaining security in Darfur, and the international community asked the government of Sudan to take over the regional security in Darfur. So the government, federal government, sending this troop in order to maintain security and order over there and to contain these tribal clashes, not to spill over and to make any security chaos over there. But it is a mere consequence of the departure of UNMID over there. And it seems that the government is not ready yet to take over maintaining the security and containing any kind of tribal and internal clashes over there in Darfur.
In that light, Ambassador, do you think it's wise that the UN peacekeeping mission there to leave? As you know, the departure date is, I think, it's the 31st of December.
I think definitely it's not premature, definitely, for the UN and African hybrid forces to leave. But it seems that the government hasn't yet made the right preparation to take over responsibility of security in Darfur over there. And it seems that there is a lack of preparation for the federal government to take over the security. And I think the departure of UNMID and the government of Sudan taking over the security should go parallel, step by step. But it seems that there is a gap, an orchestrated gap and steps between the departure of UNMID and the government taking over security in Darfur.
I thought there was an attempt towards reconciliation. Was it between the government and the tribes or between the two tribes?
I mean, these clashes between Masalit over there in Darfur happened last October. Unfortunately, it renewed again. And there is reconciliation process definitely going on. But in this situation in Darfur right now, according to the political and security vacuum that has been witnessed in Darfur, I don't think this kind of reconciliation will take place very soon. Right now, the government interest is to stop the conflict and to contain the conflict, not to spill over to the other part of Darfur that might create further security chaos over there. But the reconciliation is not avoidable. And the armed group of Darfur, like the Sudan Revolutionary Front, like the Equality and Justice Movement, led by Jibril Ibrahim, the other one led by Minni Minawi, they should get involved as soon as possible because they had struck the deal in Sudan and in Darfur. But unfortunately, they're still in Khartoum. They're still not yet being appointed to take care of responsibility in Darfur and the federal government. I think there is some kind of political gap, security gap in the federal government, a regional government in Darfur, and Juba peace agreement haven't been yet fully implemented in Darfur.